in on a trail which goes through a whole bunch of different habitats. So no telling what kinds of birds I might see. Some of them prefer coniferous, some of them prefer deciduous, some like brush, and some nest up in the tops of trees, so quite a variety. I'm watching a pair of black-capped chickadees. They're excavating a hole, which would be their nesting hole, in this horribly rotten birch stub. And that's kind of typical. We've seen them nest like that before. Ah, they're not making any sound, though. They're just kind of quietly, and they're hauling what they take out of that hole a distance away. They're not just dropping it at the base of the tree. That's kind of interesting. This black-capped chickadee and its cousin, the boreal chickadee, are both cavity nesters. The whole group of chickadee-like birds all use these cavities, so some other kind of interaction went on. So that's the stage they're at right now. They're just excavating this cavity for themselves. There, I was waiting for that sort of scrapey sound. It's a bird song. It's a warbler song. The warbler is called a parula, or some people say parula, or some people say parula. So I say parula, just the way I say it. And it's a very distinctive sound. It's got that scrapiness to it, that roughness. He has another song, but it has the exact same quality. And the most common one that people first learn is this one. It's the simplest. They're outstandingly colored little warblers. They look smaller than a lot of warblers, kind of rounder, very cutesy looking, very bluish backs and white breast. And then they have this like band or necklace across the breast, and it's kind of orange and yellow, and it's very, very striking to see. They use usnea, which is called old man's beard. It's a kind of lichen, hangs from trees. And in this part of country, that's what they use for their nests. In more southern regions, apparently they use the real moss, that like Spanish moss, the stuff that hangs from trees. But here they use a lichen. Oh, we came a little closer. I can see him feeding on the tips of some branches where the leaves aren't quite out. Now, singing with the little parula warbler, there's also a Nashville warbler. It's that two-parted song. Sip, 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 sit it, it. And they're very common up here. And again, if you see the bird, you'll be kind of stunned by the color. They're just a dandelion yellow breast with kind of a grayish hood. And like I say, they're fairly common, so they'll tolerate a few more differences in habitat than some birds. I'm afraid you can hear a plane going over, but you can also clearly hear that little Nashville warbler. And they are warblers that feed at different heights, but they actually nest on the ground. So, and that's true of quite a few warblers. It might surprise you that these little acrobatic insect eaters will actually nest on the ground. But they're fairly successful, so it must work. And while you hear those warblers, you can also hear a chickadee. Dee dee, dee dee. That's the territorial and courtship song of the chickadee. And this is not the same pair I watched excavating a hole in an old tree down the trail. This is quite a ways from there, so I'm assuming this is a different pair. Well, the wind is coming up, and I'm going to head back. This is Molly Hoffman with Field Notes.